This is Good Medicine with Dr. Katrina Miller on InTrafficRadio.com.
All right, and hello. Good evening. Welcome to another Friday evening on InTrafficRadio.com. I am Dr. K, and you are here on Good Medicine, our Friday night show. Health and medical news, answers to your questions, great guests, and lots of super cool music. Thanks for tuning in on this Friday evening. And we are excited tonight to have a guest in the house, actually two guests in the house. And I will say thank you very much for, again, braving the Los Angeles traffic.
Of course.
To Leanne Melendez. Thank you very much for coming out tonight.
Thank you for having me.
And Leanne Melendez is the lead singer for a super cool band called No Shoulder. And so we're going to be talking to her a little bit tonight and playing some of her band's music. So thank you very much for coming out.
Thank you for having me.
And we have another guest in the house holding a camera on Leanne currently is boyfriend Jason.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello, Jason.
We haven't gotten him a mic yet, so we'll get him plugged in just a moment. But it looks like he's pretty busy.
Yeah.
He's documenting.
He's trying to document.
Documenting right now. So that's cool. So Good Medicine, this is our Friday night show here on InTrafficRadio.com. And keep in mind that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you can hear our live playlist that we have programmed just for you with great alternative music and local Los Angeles artists. So check that out anytime on In Traffic Radio. As well, please go to intraffic.com, our blog website on lifestyle, fashion, music, film, and all sorts of things going on in Los Angeles by very knowledgeable folks here in this area. So intraffic.com, and that is spelled I-N-T-R-A-F-F-I-K, no C. So I-N-T-R-A-F-F-I-K radio and intraffic.com. Check it out. And we have live shows every day of the week. Lots of different kinds of music shows, music business, music background, music knowledge, all kinds of things. Music. We've also got some comedy shows, film shows, and of course, this show right here. So we like to talk about health and medical news, and I talk about it from my standpoint of being a family physician here in Los Angeles, California. And that means that we talk about some kind of crazy things sometimes, but that's because I want to convey to you the knowledge I have, and there is so much crazy stuff out there. There, you know, you go to the internet, you try to figure out what's going on, it can be really difficult. And so I try to give you some of these answers in a pretty easy way to hear it. And so if you have any questions, feel free to go to your Facebook page. And we have a Facebook page called Good Medicine. You can go there and you can IM us right now. We have our Facebook page open. And usually we do take live calls. 213-484-6639. I will take your calls tonight, but it's going to be a little hard to make it happen live. So if you'd like to call, go ahead, and we might just take your question or your comment off air and just repeat it out. But 213-484-6639 is the phone number that you can call to speak with us. And then ongoing, if you want to check out our website, it is goodmedicineshow.com, goodmedicineshow. And if you want to email us, goodmedicine@ymail.com. Lots of things to go through, huh?
Yes.
But basically, if you just want to look up Good Medicine, you're going to find what you need to find. And if you'd like to be a guest on the show, or you'd like to send us some questions or some comments, then you can feel free to do that through goodmedicine@ymail.com. So here we go. Let's see, what are we going to talk about tonight? We did have a crazy windstorm.
Yes, we did.
in this area the other night. Well, it was like two nights ago now, right?
Yes.
It was insane. The winds got up into the 90 mile per hour range. This was the first windstorm like it in 100 years, they say.
Yes.
The damage to the area was immense. I mean, huge trees broken in half, pulled out of the ground, fell on many electrical wires and phone wires. And so a lot of folks here in this area are without power, without phone. Mm-hmm. And Los Angeles is under a state of emergency right now. So, and it, usually they do that really because the damage is so great that they're going to need a fair amount of money to pay for it. Mm-hmm. And that is the case right now. It is pretty bad. Did you all experience any of that on your way over here? Is it pretty cleaned up by the time you guys were driving?
It's clear right now. We didn't experience any wind, but it was crazy these past couple days. I was scared to drive. At one point, I was at a Starbucks, and you can feel the wind. The doors were opening.
Yeah, wasn't that crazy?
It was crazy. And I was in Northridge
at
the time. So I can only imagine how it hit over here.
Yeah, it was, I mean, my house was, you know, basically shaking. I thought it was an earthquake at first when I first felt one of the bigger winds. And but, you know, just so many plants down, just ripped out of the ground. And, you know, we were talking a little bit about how you have to be very careful with all that damage going on. I saw a couple of kids, unfortunately, jumping in and out of this downed palm tree.
That's
and
crazy.
It looked like a lot of fun to play in. But unfortunately, you know, there were some electrical lines running underneath it. And Jason, you were just telling us how your family's car drove over an electrical line, and you all felt the shock just from driving over it in a car.
Yeah, everything changed colors.
Oh my God, that
kind
is
of fun. We realized everyone was okay.
Okay. Oh my God.
Doesn't sound so much
no.
fun.
No, does not sound fun. That sounds scary.
Very.
So be careful out there. Do not touch any of those electrical lines. Do not. Don't
Please.
Go even near it. Don't play in that stuff. Be careful around the trees. Be careful around all of the broken and nearly fallen, especially the nearly fallen trees, because they are precarious. They could fall more. They could fall on you. So please be careful out there. And yeah, I know other people listening from other parts of the U.S. or the world are thinking, L.A., their weather.
Their weather
this
sucks.
Is nothing. But it's just, it's kind of bad, okay? So just give us a day or two on this one, okay? All right, listen, we're gonna go and play some music from the Black Keys and My Bloody Valentine, and actually Serge Gainsbourg, and then we'll be back to talk to Leanne a little bit more about No Shoulder on Good Medicine tonight on intrafficradio.com.
My girl had a hold on me. So tight. Tight that I could not see. Girl, she had a hold on me. She held so tight that I could not see. My girl had a hold on me. One day so you never know. Yeah,
Je serai plus noir.
Thank you to Serge Gainsbourg and My Bloody Valentine and the Black Keys. You are listening to Good Medicine on intrafficradio.com. I am Dr. K, here with you every Friday evening, 7 to 8 p.m., with our show on health and medical news, answers to your questions, great guests, and lovely music. Check us out on Facebook, Good Medicine. Go ahead and IM us any questions or comments. But now we are going to turn our attention onto Leanne Melendez, who is here to tell us about her music.
Yes.
And her band No Shoulder. And first, Leanne, tell me the band name, No Shoulder. What's up with that? I'm thinking anatomically, like what that kind of a person would look like. So tell me about the name.
Well, Jason actually came up with the name. And it's, if you've ever driven in the freeway, on the freeway, you've seen a no shoulder sign.
I didn't even think about that.
And basically what that means is just keep going. So he thought of it and he was like, that would be a great name for a band. And I was like, actually, that's really good, because he would give me stupid names all the time.
Stupid names. Like, this was the good one.
This was actually the really good one. So I was like, okay, I'll keep it in the back of my mind and in my pocket for when I start a band again. So, and I did. And this is what we stuck with. And we really, really like the name.
I like that. Keep on going. Don't stop.
Exactly. Right, so on. Just when times are tough, just keep going.
Sweet. All right. So No Shoulder. New band, old band, you guys been together a while?
We haven't been together for a while, just yet. We actually been together for, like, how many months now?
Months. Whoa. Months.
Five months now.
Says Jason.
Yes. All right. 5 months now. It was kind of ironic how we came together. It was through a mutual friend, and it all happened through the internet. So the magic of the internet, and me and Aaron, the lead guitarist of the band, he basically kept in contact with me via online, and also he sent me all his tracks and I sent him all my music, and we just liked each other's music so much that we had to get together. And I went to Salt Lake City for a week, tried it out, we did some demo tracks. It went so well that we had to finish the CP. So I went out there for another month, and now we're just in the process of mixing and mastering the EP.
Right on,
and
right
it's
on.
It's called Burning Bridges.
Burning Bridges, the EP. And I must say, I checked out the photos.
Yes.
And first I will say, your photo does not do you justice. I think you are beautiful.
Thank you.
Real life. And your photo is beautiful, too.
Thank you.
The photo does not represent as well.
You're making me blush.
Which is almost matching your red hair.
My red hair.
I love the color.
Thank you.
The Burning Bridges picture there looks like an area in Nevada that is where Burning Man is, and I was wondering if there was any connection.
No, it was actually at the salt planks.
The Salt Flats.
Salt Flats, yes. Yeah. That's exactly where we took the photos.
Okay. The Salt Flats in Salt Lake.
Salt Lake.
Okay. Yeah. And there are, right, and there's salt flats all over the place.
All over. So you can only imagine we had such great scenery for the photos.
Definitely, definitely. So, and there's this festival that happens called Burning Man, which is on this huge area of salt flats. And I was like, burning bridges?
Burning Man?
Maybe? No. Okay. So that one didn't
work. I actually wrote that song before I met Aaron, and he heard a demo of it and liked it so much he wanted to put it in the band's EP, and we went from there, and the music came out so great. So I was just in awe with how he turned it into something completely different, because it was just a guitar in me, and that's
it. And so Aaron lives in Salt Lake?
He lives in Salt Lake City, yes.
Okay.
He's going to be moving out here, but
it's about time.
Yeah, it's about time, because we do plan to tour. But right now, our main focus is getting this EP done.
Right. Yep. And he's got a studio out there in Salt Lake at his house or something.
Yeah, okay. It's his home in-house studio. So we did everything in-house.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I read that. I liked how you were mentioning the recording in a house.
Yes. In his house.
In his house. And I know very well about recording in houses, and you know, it can feel very homey.
Yes, it can.
It's very cool. So sounds good. So let's talk a little bit about you, mm-hmm. and tell me a little bit about your history of getting into music. We read a little story about this on the net, and so tell us a little bit about that.
Well, when I was younger, I didn't speak.
Didn't speak.
Until I was like 3, and I sang before I talked.
My mother,
that's what my mother at least told me, and I believe her, so I'm going to take her word for it.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a minor case of autism.
Huh. Okay.
So in order to overcome it, singing was what motivated me, what kept me going. So
your family is Puerto Rican.
Yes.
And is that pretty much a full Puerto Rican in the sense of your family was maybe speaking Spanish?
Yes.
And English, mm-hmm. as you were growing up. And it is a very common occurrence for bilingual children to speak much later than unilingual children. So so that alone, not a big deal. Now, of course, people can freak out about it. And the good thing is when you're, you know, a pediatrician or a primary care physician, you can much alleviate fears by just saying 2-3 languages in the house. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's going to take a little longer because there's a little confusion on you know, the little person's brain as to where, what am I supposed to say and who am I supposed to talk to? Because these people who look like this are saying it like this. These people who look like this are saying it like that. So that's very common. Now, you say that you had some autism.
Yes.
And tell me about that. Is that something that was diagnosed because you weren't speaking?
Yes. Okay. That's what the doctors were saying. And my mom refused to believe it. So she stuck with me. She every night would read a word in the dictionary and basically just was my special ed teacher.
Yeah.
Every day there just telling me and trying to make me focus and make me speak and read to me every night and help me. So she was there, and I can't thank her enough for it.
Yay, Mom. Yay. Now, and I'll say that this story is, well, I'm a little dubious,
mm-hmm.
And I'm a little perhaps annoyed with the doctor who suggested this. And I'll just say that it's my opinion that was incorrect.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, unfortunately that happens sometimes that, you know, we think something might be going on. And instead of saying this is a potential diagnosis.
Exactly.
Or if the doctor says, I think this is what's going on, maybe the family, the parents, the patient here, that's what you have. And that's very common too.
Exactly. But she refused to believe it. So.
Yeah. And so I think that is fully appropriate. And were you her first child?
No, I was her last.
Okay. And out of how many?
Out of 4.
And I would say that's why she knew that that was incorrect. Mm-hmm. Because she had already brought up 3 kids.
Exactly.
She knew what a normal kid looked like. You looked like a normal kid too. You just were taking a little longer to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that. I love the knowledge of you know, good, experienced parents. There is nothing like that kind of knowledge.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. So kudos to your mom.
Thanks.
Definitely.
Thank you, Mom.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, it is unfortunate, you know, when people in the medical profession, unfortunately, just kind of like go a little too far mm-hmm. sometimes with not only just kind of assumptions and, you know, maybe not communicating correctly, because that might be all that it is, but some of these diagnoses can be pretty devastating
exactly.
to hear and to...
And they use it as an excuse
yeah.
to let the child get away with not speaking, not doing what they should, or
right.
just
it could
giving
happen
them
that way.
The excuse. And I don't think any parent should allow that to be the excuse.
Yeah, I agree. And your mom sure didn't.
So no, she didn't.
Good story. Good story. I like it. So tell us a little bit about the next song we're going to hear, I Stand Alone, off of your EP.
Yes, it's our most rock
Yeah, it is pretty rockin'.
song. There, we did use, like I said, this is all in-house. We did have, like, gang vocals on it. And during the chorus, it was actually only four people while we were recording, but we had to do in different positions.
Nice.
So we were, like, moved in different positions by Aaron, and he was directing us and saying, okay, this is when you have to do it. So I just used my hand to say, I stand, and then everybody mm-hmm. went along. And we were hoping for more people, but it turned out pretty good for all in-house, and I'm very proud of it. And
excellent. Okay, well, I'm sure it sounds big and that you are standing strong. So let's go and listen to I Stand Alone by No Shoulder here tonight on Good Medicine. Leanne Melendez of No Shoulder. Coming back in just a couple minutes, we will talk to her more.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you to the Black Kites for that one. And I like to introduce new bands to people who might not have heard them before. And Leanne and Jason hadn't heard of the Black Kites, so that's kind of cool.
They are awesome. And I really enjoyed them.
Yeah, good. And they were giving me some good ideas on new bands that I need to check out, like Silent Comedy.
Yes. And Guinea Fowl.
Guinea Fowl. And what was your friend's name?
Jess Hudak.
Jess Hudak, who was the second runner-up.
Yes, for the show on Bravo. I forget the name of the show.
That Jewel had.
That Jewel and Cara DioGuardi, the girl from American Idol.
Yeah. Sure. It was on Bravo?
It was on Bravo, but it's like something about songwriters, because she's a songwriter.
Yeah. So. Hmm. Okay. I'll have to go find that. So all sounds good. And in the video genre, mm-hmm. we were just talking about how that song that we just heard from No Shoulder, mm-hmm. I Stand Alone, is going to be having, already has a crew
yes,
put together for the video.
The music video.
And so, and Jason is here. Yes. And he's actually doing some filming right now.
He's so filming us.
Obviously, he is the person who's going to be doing some filming for the video.
Yes. He is directing.
Yes.
And,
yes.
The creator, I guess. And he had the idea of the video. Jason, do you want to elaborate on that?
Okay, well, it really came to me. I was listening to NPR, and they were talking about this personhood amendment that went through Mississippi and luckily got shot down.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're, you know, right-wing conservative are really doing a crackdown on abortion and pro-choice. So I was literally, while I was listening to that, I had her song stuck in my head, I Stand Alone. And I was thinking about somebody, how they would be feeling as they went through this. So the concept of the video is going to be a teenage girl who's being molested by her father.
Ooh, wow.
Who's a minister. And she gets pregnant and, mm-hmm. of course, can't. Like, who can she talk to?
Right.
You know, and if she goes to get an abortion and you have, you know, people out there protesting and throwing fruit at her and throwing things at her. I can't imagine any situation where you would feel more alone and more isolated from the world.
Yeah.
So that's where it just came to, and figured it'd be something that can get out there. A lot of people can relate to.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
That was a really intense.
Heavy duty.
Yes. Yeah. I was like, definitely. I never had pictured that in my head for the video, but I really dig it. So we're going to do it.
No, it totally makes sense for the name of the song,
yes.
I Stand Alone. And, you know, like you're saying, you know, the long walk from your car or wherever you're coming from to go into one of those clinics is not only so emotionally distressing, but can be incredibly dangerous. Like you said, they're throwing things, they're hurling, you know, terrible words at you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, oftentimes those clinics are locked. You get to the door, you can't even open it. You need to be buzzed in. You have to wait. And then, you know, you might have to go through two double doors to get in there with bars on the windows. You know, those kind of clinics don't necessarily make a lot of money. They don't, you know, no frills.
Yeah.
And then you've got to go in there and go through the whole process
exactly.
of explaining yourself. And if you have gone into the wrong place where they want to explain to you why you shouldn't be doing this, oh, gosh, it's so hard. And we were talking about this a little earlier, how unfortunately the terminology can be a little confusing in terms of pro-life, pro-choice, abortion clinic, and the kind of terminology they'll use in their advertising,
yes.
even their names, mm-hmm. because they'll try to get women into the clinic for one or the other reason
exactly.
by using the other terms. And so you can walk into a place and not even be sure if that's a place that does provide abortions or is only providing pro-life counseling.
Exactly.
And we were just talking about how the little iPhone 4, a little Siri, is actually giving incorrect information when people are trying to look for this. Now, I do not think that that was done on purpose. I'll say that I think it's a bad search engine.
Either.
Yeah, I think it's just, you know, the search engine is getting confused by the terminology as well.
Exactly.
Yeah, Apple does have a history of supporting more liberal media. I mean, they got a lot of heat for giving like $100,000 to the anti-Prop 8 movement. And, so, yeah, I personally am reading a lot of websites. I don't think that was something done purposely.
Yeah.
I think it's just...
Me neither. So.
Okay, so we're in agreement.
Yeah.
Yeah. But poor Siri is getting some flack for that right now. I hear Stephen Colbert is talking about it too. So poor Siri. Hopefully she can fix herself right quick. But she is new. She's young. Just
we do
like,
love her.
We love her. Yes. Do you have an iPhone 4G?
I have an iPhone 4, unfortunately. Not yet.
Okay.
My little sister has one, and she liked it so much, she asked Siri if she'll marry her, and Siri said, "Oh, that's sweet."
Oh, wow.
I love it.
I love her answers.
Yes.
I want to get one just so she can, like, organize my life, you know, because I hear that, you know, you can tell her to do things like call this person and put this on your calendar, and that's totally what I need. I need, like, a secretary in my hand.
We need to get one, then.
Yeah, yeah, sounds
Both
good.
Of us.
Excellent. We'll do that. We'll put that on the list.
Yes.
Okay, so back to No Shoulder and Leanne Melendez. Tell me a little bit more about the next song that we're going to be hearing, Burning Bridges, which is the title of the EP as well.
Yes. It was suiting because it was our first song that we recorded together. Mm-hmm. So that's mainly the reason why Burning Bridges really started it all, and we thought it would be suiting for the name of the EP. To start, and it's really, I wrote that song before I met Aaron, like I said, and I wrote it right after I broke up with my last band, 48 Laws.
Oh.
And it was really about my manager.
Oh, yeah, I read a little bit about that. That sounded kind of hectic.
My old manager. So it was some troubled waters we ended on, so that's why I came up with the title, Burning Bridges, and the song came to play, and everybody loved it, and Aaron sure loved it, and he got his own take on it, and I loved it so much that we had to name it the Burning Bridges EP.
Oh, good. So you even got the title because of that. Well, I'm sorry to hear about your previous band. Yes. Obviously, the music industry can be
tough,
very challenging,
yes,
and there are a lot of unsavory types in the music industry. It takes a strong person to continue on in that kind of business. So,
and that's why No Shoulders.
Good job. Yeah, exactly. Keep on going. Don't stop.
Keep on going, no matter if another band breaks up.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, good for you. And we're gonna hear Burning Bridges next. We also have a Primal Scream song from an album from quite a ways back there.
Wow.
And and then we're gonna come back and we're gonna talk to you just a bit more and talk a little bit about some other kinds of things. We were talking about kind of just, you know, mental challenges and kind of, you know, what you have to go through to stay strong in not only the music industry, but there can be a lot of kind of challenges that sometimes leave you not feeling so great and you need some help. And we're going to talk a little bit about Cedars-Sinai and what's going on over there.
Okay.
Some unfortunate things there. Hey, you are listening to Good Medicine on intrafficradio.com. Thanks for tuning in Fridays 7 to 8 p.m. If you'd like to IM us, go ahead and do so through our Facebook page, Good Medicine, and we'll be back in just a minute.
I couldn't shed a tear. I was a heartless one. Emotions weren't available, not even at the highest bid. It's not you.
All right. Thank you, Primal Scream. All right. We are rounding out the hour here on Good Medicine for this evening. And thanks again to Leanne Melendez for joining us tonight and talking to us about No Shoulder, all that is this band. And she's had quite an experience in the music industry thus far. And I'll say thanks again to Jason for being here and documenting the evening for us. And I got to hear a lot about what's been going on in the past year. But let's get back to just to kind of, wrap it up in terms of other aspects of No Shoulder. What's the plan? Where are you guys going? When can we see you?
Well, basically, our main focus right now is to finish the EP.
Good focus.
And then once we finish, we're going to market and promote it as much as possible. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to get together and plan out a tour. That's our main focus right now is the EP.
All right.
Getting done.
All right. And are you all held in any way by jobs or finances for this tour, or how's that going to happen?
Well, we're going to try to find ways to make the finances happen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like any other struggling band.
That's right.
Trying to make it, you just got to find ways. So mm-hmm. that's what I'm doing. My main focus right now out here is to find ways to make this tour happen for us.
Right.
Yes.
But you're not going to do anything like your old manager did.
No. No.
No bad things.
No bad things. We're going to do it all legit.
Which of the 48 laws are you going to actually do so you can make this tour happen?
I don't even remember the laws. That's the saddest part. Jason makes fun of me about it, but I really don't remember what the 48 laws were.
No, I have no idea. I have no idea what they are.
I should listen to the audiobook again, but then his creepy voice kind of
creeps you out.
Yeah. And I just focus on what the book is about.
So there's this what we're talking about here is we're talking about this book called The 48 Laws of Power. The 48 Laws of Power. Okay, so The 48 Laws of Power. And it sounds like a pretty Machiavellian kind of evil way to dominate.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So doesn't sound like exactly the direction you want to go. And
it was perfect for a metal band.
Yeah.
I mean, we were metal, so I thought the name was kind of cool. So
right.
That's why I went with it. Everybody thinks so. I was just following the principles and stuff, but it was really about the band. I like the name.
You know, it's tough when you name your band something that, you know, you didn't even mean for people to get another meaning out of it.
Exactly.
And you're like, whoa, I didn't mean for that to happen.
Exactly.
But, you know, just band names, man, they're tough.
They're
you
tough.
Know?
And you don't want to come up with a cheesy one.
No, it's got to be decent.
And it has to be like one that can stick in your head.
Right.
So.
So it's got a lot of necessities to it.
Yes.
And then just when you think you've got the perfect name, you put it out there, it's done, it's stamped on the album, and someone else comes up and they're like, oh, doesn't that mean green fish? And you're like, oh, God. Not what I meant at all.
I hope
this is a metal band.
I'm wondering what they're going to think of No Shoulder.
Well, like I said, I didn't even think about it in terms of a road. Of course, I'm, you know, a doctor, so I'm thinking of, there's this situation called syringomyelia, where babies are born without their arms. And
wow.
So, you know, the little flapper babies that have just the hands coming out of their shoulders. I thought it had something to do with that.
No.
And then I saw, you know, I read your bio and I saw that you had kind of a speech impediment. And so I was like, oh, maybe there's something genetic going on there.
No, I have arms. I definitely have arms.
You definitely do.
And shoulders.
And they work. And their shoulders. So, you know, who knows what else somebody will start to think about No Shoulder. But that's okay because you can, you know. The music will stand on its own.
I hope so.
Not stand alone necessarily.
No.
It'll stand on its own. All right. So tell us about how people can find you, find your music.
Okay.
Tell us websites, email addresses, things like that.
Well, our website is www.noshoulder.net.
Mm-hmm.
And our Facebook is facebook.com/noshoulder.
Yes. That is correct.
You can guess that, right? Or I think it's No Shoulder Band, but I'm not sure.
Ooh.
Oh, you could just Google us.
Don't you know?
Just put No Shoulder Band on Google and you'll find our Facebook and everything.
There you go. That's why I always just say Good Medicine. You'll find everything.
Just Google it. You'll get it.
And your YouTube
channel. And we do have a YouTube channel, No Shoulder Band.
YouTube. I bet that looks good. Go to the YouTube station because I bet they've got some good looking stuff on there.
Not yet.
Not yet.
One video.
Oh, okay. Well, at least one video.
One video. And it's decent. It's just lyrics and music. And soon we'll have the music videos and the behind the scenes of how we created the EP and everything.
The documentary.
Yes.
Behind the music.
Yes.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. Well, thank you again for being here tonight. I just mentioned this very sad story that I just want to, you know, close with and you know, unfortunately remind folks that, you know, your mental health, your psychiatric health is so important. And especially we're talking about the music industry where, you know, so many different things can happen. And there's so many crazy people out there that are just not very cool people, but also, you know, really sometimes have psychiatric diagnoses that are forcing them to not be very cool. Mm-hmm. And a very sad story, and that is that Cedars-Sinai, one of the major medical centers in Los Angeles that gets a lot of money is having to close many of their psychiatric programs, so their inpatient and outpatient programs.
That's crazy.
And it is incredibly sad, and we're already at such a bad state of
and a lot of depression
psychiatric
right
care.
Now.
Yeah, you know, depression, anxiety, you know, just a ton of stress that isn't necessarily a diagnosis, but where people need help. And so, you know, just take care of yourselves. Remember that your physical health will much improve your mental health. So if you feel like you're having depression, anxiety, you're not sleeping well, having insomnia, make sure you first focus on healthy diet, not drinking too much alcohol, not smoking cigarettes, getting enough sleep, and getting exercise. Those are really important things. And if you just keep your health in balance, you really can keep the rest of your life in balance.
Exactly.
So go for it. And I'm sure that's what your mom would say too, right?
Yes. And I work out every day, so.
Woo!
Work out.
Working out. Yeah. Get your exercise. In a band. Yeah. All right. So we're going to close out this hour with a song of my former band. And I wanted to play this because I thought that Leanne might like this.
I love it.
In her kind of 48 Laws sort of genre of music. Maybe not. I don't know. We'll see what she thinks.
I'm excited.
But we're going to say goodbye. And so thank you for joining us tonight. And will check you out when we can see you. And to all our listeners, thank you for tuning in this evening. Tune back in Friday night, 7, 8 p.m. Go to Podomatic/Good Medicine to get the podcast. And keep listening to intrafficradio.com or on iTunes. Dr. K signing out. We will talk to you next week. See ya.
closer.
This is Good Medicine with Dr. Katrina Miller on InTrafficRadio.com.